Country Club FM.
You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the Bob Almanac. Live from the fair, I present Jim Erickson.
You know, Neil, for some whatever reason it is, you have not taken home your sweet pickled watermelon rinds that we have here. And you know what I did is I took a bottle, we got a jar of those, and I took all the labels off of that jar, took it over to the food building or whatever that is, horticulture, the open exhibit building. I entered it into the pickled events, into the judging, and I got third place. So they got to be good. Come on.
Well, I would take them home, and I guess if maybe they clean garbage disposals. You dump them down, run your garbage disposal with some hot water, then probably you get a nice shiny garbage disposal. That's the only use I would have for them. With all due respect to Spring Hill Gym, it's not meant as a rip on Spring Hill Gym whatsoever.
Right, I know that, and you are known for your shiny garbage disposal. Mm-hmm. Friday, August 30th, 242nd day of the year, 123, that's 123 until the end of the year. 1967, pretty historic this date. U.S. Senate confirmed the appointment of Thurgood Marshall. Mm. He became the first black justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. That was in 67, but equally, maybe not as important, but as significant, and it certainly was a sad day in my house. The last episode of Brady Bunch, aired for the final time on ABC TV.
Bobby, look, I've been thinking. You're right. I gotta look my best for graduation. I really need a bottle of that stuff.
You're just doing it because you feel sorry for me.
No, look. My hair's unruly. It's dry, brittle. Right, Peter? It's practically a fire hazard.
You know, Bobby was selling the hair tonic. It turned Greg's hair green or yellow or orange or whatever it was. Right. It was such a bad script, that final episode ever, that was it Robert Reed, the guy who played the father, Mike Brady, he wasn't even in the show. He said, nope, I don't want anything to do with it.
Bad news.
It turned out to be the last episode. So kind of sad. That was this date in 74. Let's go to 87. I remember this very well. I know you two as well, Neil.
Well hit. Way back. Oh, touch them all, Kirby Puckett. What a game. His second home run, 6 for 6. And he has 10 hits in his last 11 bats.
Wow. What a day for Kirby Puckett, huh? And John Gordon in all his glory, mm-hmm, calling that Kirby Puckett 6 for 6 in Milwaukee, yep, at County Stadium when the Brewers were still in the American League, part of the World Series team 1987. That was a nice little weekend for Kirby.
Oh, my gosh. That is the epitome of heated. 10 for 11 and 6 for 6. Pretty good. We missed that.
The Queen of Mean, Leona Helmsley, 1989, found guilty on income tax evasion. Too bad they couldn't find her guilty of being just a horrible human being. But at least they got her. It seems like when they can't get anybody on anything else, they can always get somebody on tax evasion, like Al Capone, right, and anybody else, right? Right? It's always, you know, if they're a criminal in one area, they must be cheating on their taxes, right?
Right.
You never hear of a criminal who's up to date on his taxes. You know, somebody who, I don't think Ed Gein probably was up to date on his taxes. You know, all those guys, you know, they don't. If they're bad in one area, another area that they allow to lax, of course, is and are the taxes. So that was this day in 89. 1991, it was sad today, sad news, country music.
She had very serious injuries, and certainly the kind of injuries that can be life-threatening, and she's still in a very critical condition.
That was Dottie West, doctors. This was the date that Dottie West was critically injured in a car accident. She needed a ride to the Grand Ole Opry. She was going there. She had an elderly neighbor driver. That elderly neighbor was going too fast, missed a curve on an off-ramp, crashed. She died 5 days later. She had serious internal injuries, and that was this date, 1991. It would have been nice to have Dottie West around for a little bit longer. Mm. She was one of the great ladies of country music, as you would say, Neil, one of the great ones.
Absolutely. One of the great ones, one of the good ones, one of the good people, and a great duet partner for Kenny, too.
Yeah, 1993.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the show. My name is Dave, and I checked this now with the CBS attorneys, and legally I can continue to call myself Dave. So I...
His name is not intellectual property of NBC. Late Show with David Letterman. He made the move from NBC to CBS. This date his first CBS show, and of course, that is where he would retire. This date, 1993. In 97, this was in the news.
That Diana, Princess of Wales, has in fact been killed in that car accident in Paris just a few hours ago. There had been extreme concern that Diana was very seriously injured when she was taken.
And that was the case this date, 1997. It was a car crash in France. Diana, her boyfriend Dodi Fayed, and their driver Andre Paul involved in a fatal car crash. And again, a lot of us didn't find out about it until August 31st, but this was the date that it actually happened over in Europe. 2002, you remember Bjork? She was the Icelandic singer. Her West London flat was burglarized on this date while she slept. Valuable recording equipment was stolen. Unfortunately, what wasn't stolen, that ugly swan dress she wore to the Grammys or whatever it was that one year. In fact, I think it was a staged, it was actually a stage burglary. Her friends were performing an intervention, and they hired some people to go in and steal that swan dress. But instead of that, they took a bunch of recording equipment. You know, you shouldn't make deals with thieves. That was certainly, I think, the lesson from that. That was in 2002. In 2003, we were talking about this.
Charles Bronson started out as a coal miner in Pennsylvania and went on to become one of the screen's top tough guys. He got into acting on a chance encounter.
Yes. I met a man in a gym who said, Jesus, you know, I go to an acting class. He said, you ought to be an actor. He says, why don't you come to class with me? One of those things.
He went to class, became an actor, one of the Hollywood tough guys, Charles Bronson. We're remembering him here today. I think he served in World War II and then came back, became an actor, and the Death Wish movies, of course.
Yeah, and he was in the original Magnificent Seven and a couple other good westerns. So, he was a good one.
Yeah, and he died at 81 this day, 2003. 2012 at the Republican National Convention, it was Clint Eastwood up on the stage, and he was talking to a chair.
I'm not going to shut up. It's my turn. So anyway, we're going to have to have a little chat about that. And then I just wondered.
He stammered a little bit there, but I think we got his point because the chair represented President Obama. And basically, he just acted as though he was acting with the orangutan from Every Which Way But Loose, I think. And that's what I do when you're not there. I just talk to the chair, Neil, just sure. An FYI. And did you know that Clint Eastwood turned down James Bond and Superman? Did you know that?
I did not. Really?
You do now.
Huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bob Almanac, that's what we do. And then it was this date 4 years ago.
I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Kanye West made that announcement 2015. Neil, do you have an update on Kanye West's campaign
for
2020?
Yeah, he's still putting together a team to represent. Yeah. And
he's still in the exploratory.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's trying to figure out a platform in which to
run. Exploratory stage.
Yeah. And he needs a platform.
Got to move on to birthdays now today. This guy, if I needed a carburetor board out, this is the guy to do it.
Breaker one. Might be crazy, but I ain't dumb. Crazy Cooter coming at you. Anybody home on the hazard net?
The guy drove a mean tow truck, and he's the one that kept the General Lee on the road. And then he went and served in Congress. Ben Jones, he was Cooter. He was 78 here today. Happy birthday to Cooter.
I love Wisconsin. I love coming here. I perform here a lot because I've discovered that you people apparently have some sort of federal grant for drinking.
That's Lewis Black. He's the comedian. He's 71. He's on our list here today. How about Michael Chiklis? You know, he was the commish, right? Michael Chiklis?
You think that's funny, Pebbles?
That's it, Tinkerbell.
No,
Ben. You want to fly?
Ben.
Then fly!
You know, he was also the Thing in the Fantastic Four in 2005.
Uh-huh.
You know who else was in that movie and I forgot about it until I saw this clip? Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Who turned out to be Captain America.
Yeah, he played.
He was the Human Torch.
Yep. He was in both of them.
He was the Human Torch.
Yeah, he was in both of those movies, as was Michael Chiklis, the The Silver Surfer and the and Fantastic Four.
You know your Fantastic Four movies, Neil. Very impressed. Mm-hmm. Michael Chiklis, 56. How about Sheree Austin?
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of your
She had a little success. Streets of Heaven was a big hit for her, and then she did this one, Jolene.
She did some acting, too. She was in one
48
of those
today. Where did she do some acting, Neil?
She was in one of those movie or one of those TV shows that you watch, Blossom or something like that. She had a recurring role. You didn't know that?
Yeah, you're right. How about Cameron Diaz?
You haven't had homework all year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop doing it.
Things are about to change around here. Recess is over.
She was the bad teacher. She's been in a lot of movies, and she's Cameron Diaz. 47.
It was Facts of Life. She was in Facts of Life. There you go. All right.
Well, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have. You got Sheree Austin.
Gone, but not forgotten. We have quite an impressive list today. I've done my best to pare it down, but there's quite a few here. Mary Shelley gave us Frankenstein. We wouldn't have Frankenstein, or we wouldn't have Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein, or any of those greats. Without Mary Shelley, born on this day, 1797. He was the guy in charge of Macy's, businessman Roland H. Macy, born on this day, 1922. Our first lady of the day, Ellen Arthur. Only two names. Pretty good. Both first names. One guy, one gal. But anyway, Ellen Arthur, married to Chester, 1837. It was, let's move on to Hazel Shirley Booth. Oh, is it TV theme time?
Yeah, I think so. She is in her standard issue housekeeper blue dress with the white apron.
Taking care of Mr. B and the family. There's Hazel.
They should have had a cage match with her and Alice.
I think Alice would have throttled her. I really do. Shirley Booth, born on this day, 1898. He was a Minnesotan, right? Civil rights leader Roy Wilkins. Well, of course, we have the Roy Wilkins Auditorium. He was born on this day, 1901, executive director of the NAACP. Fred McMurray. Remember Freddie?
Yeah, we remember him well. I'd love to have some audio for it. It disappeared here. Apparently, we lost the copyright on My Three Sons.
We also would have been a great TV theme, certainly. Yeah. And then, you know, you run your hands over the knees and do that thing. Fred McMurray, he was in more than My Three Sons. He was in The Absent-Minded Professor, of course. Fred McMurray, great actor, 1908. How about Kitty Wells? Fine singer she was, and she was born on this day, 1919. Boston Red Sox Baseball Hall of Famer. Many consider him the greatest hitter of all time. And, you know, if he was active during the war years, if it wouldn't have been for World War II, I think he would have put up numbers nobody else would have got to. Ted Williams, the splendid splinter, born on this day, 1918. Do you have any Jeffrey Bean wear in your collection? I'll bet you do. Jeffrey Bean, fashion designer, 1927. Actor Bill Daly, he was in the Bob Newhart Show and, of course, I Dream of Jeannie.
Well, what are you doing?
It's locked.
What do you mean it's locked?
It's locked!
What's wrong?
Jeannie's in there.
Jeannie's in there? Well, why would they want to send Jeannie to the moon? Jeannie's in there?
You know, the funny thing about that is that Major Healy and Major Nelson, they were astronauts. You had Jeannie. Just think of all the money that NASA would have saved in that television show, because all that Jeannie needed to do was blink and they'd be on the moon.
Right. It could have been just that simple.
Think about it.
Yeah.
That kind of deep thinking that we have here on the Bob Almanac.
Might have ruined the storyline, though. I'm not sure. John Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas, born on this day, 1935. Before I get to, we do have little mamas and papas. He was a good one, John Phillips, 1935. Baseball great Tug McGraw, dad of Tim, The Tugster, Tug, was on the World Series championship team, I believe 80 or 81 with the Phillies, 1944. Peggy Lipton, you may remember her. She was Julie on the Mod Squad and born on this day in 1946. I think we got them all, didn't we? Is that all of them? That they're all gone.
And they're all gone.
But not forgotten. Mm-hmm. So that's it. Now, the almanac has been wrapped up. It is 9:05. And we're going to start a long stretch of tunes for your Friday no repeat workday. And, Jim, you could start it with Alabama, Dixieland Delight, the Judds, Why Not Me, or Clay Walker, If I Could Make a Living.
Alabama
it is. I'll see you at the fairgrounds a little later. Enjoy your Friday, everybody.
Celebrating Labor Day weekend in Bobtown at the Minnesota State Fair. KDDG.